In this week's Parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim, there's so many themes and so many beautiful ideas that I would love to dabble upon, I would love to talk about. But there's one pasuk in particular that really stuck out to me. In Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chavav, Lo Sechu La'adam, Lo Se Nachashu, V'lo Se Onenu. I'm going to focus on the last part, that Lo Se Onenu, that one should not focus on good times. And Rashi points out that that means one should not say, I'm going to start to work on such and such day, because that's a good time to begin to work. So you can ask the following question, and I don't have a good answer for that. It does seem to be a little bit of a stira in a Mishnah in Tainus, which does talk about the Mishnah Nechnas Adar Marim Simcha, Mishnah Nechnas Ap Mimatim Simcha. So it certainly does seem that there are specific times which can be better and specific times which can be worse. However, I think the pasuk is trying to say here that you can't like live life through, we get into these superstitions and these segulas that sometimes can just overtake our lives, that we really, really believe, you know, if I cross over four steps and I miss a certain square while walking, my day is going to be totally, totally different. And that's shtuyot, and that's, in a way, that's chukos gayim, which we're trying to avoid, which is why we're so nervous that they believe, yeah, this time is exactly when it happened. Can there be certain days? Can a yurtzeit carry a certain weight? Can there potentially be certain times that are better? Sure, but it can't be a mindset that if I do something on the fourth hour, that's when things are going to be good and things are going to work in my favor. When you start to live life like that and believe life like that, you're leading your life to a great level of disappointment. There's a story that was told over about Rav Eliashiv in his biography that he had, I think it was a great, great grandchild, and he was pretty old at the time. And they asked him if he plans to come to the Brits to be the Sandig, and evidently it's a big segula for that level of grandchild to be a Sandig, for Olam Haba, etc. And Rav Eliashiv said, I worked my whole life for Olam Haba. I don't necessarily need this segula or that segula. And we often are looking, I got to do this segula, I do this, and I do that. Oh, that person tells me I do this. Things are going to be good. And we can look for others for inspiration. There's nothing wrong with looking for others for inspiration. But we can't live lives where we're really expecting that, you know, this is the right time to do it. Now, you can strategize, and there's always a time and place for everything. But it's not a Jewish mahalach that on Wednesday at 3:47, if I make the phone call then, the phone call is going to result in a $1 million business deal, because that's just not how life works. Have a wonderful Shabbos.